We're talking today with Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau. And Bob, successful House vote, now a successful Senate vote on this Farm Bill conference.
Well, we're 2 out of 3 points checked off now, and the president says he's going to sign the Farm Bill, so I think we're just about there. We just need a signature, and then we're ready to go and start the very intense process of getting this thing implemented as quickly as possible, because America's farmers are waiting, and you know, they'll be ready to look at what the rules and regs are going to be and decide their, make their decisions about how to apply for the programs.
Clearly, 1st of February already, and there's a lot of work on this bill. There's a lot of changes.
Well, there is. The good news is, and I had a meeting with Deputy Secretary Krista Hardin, who's been in charge of, you know, getting ready, and they have been getting ready full-time at USDA, so they're already one jump up. They're ready to move forward. They were just waiting to take, you know, the official actions to start that process, and they'll do that when the bill is signed.
A lot of folks have called this very, very much a compromise. At the end of the day, Farm Bureau fairly pleased with the compromise.
Well, it's like any other large piece of legislation. Yeah, things could be better, but things could be a lot worse. AFBF supported both the House and the Senate versions, and in a lot of respects, this is kind of splitting the difference on many issues. And so, yes, we're satisfied with it. We support it. We just think it's long past due, and now we need to get it implemented for America's farmers and ranchers.
Last question in regards to the measure. It contains within it some additional funding for crop insurance, and that seems to be the last big pot of money now that direct farm program payments are gone. A lot of folks are gunning for that.
Well, I suspect that wherever dollars are involved, where there's more dollars, the critics of what we do in American agricultural policy will continue to critique that and be negative about it. But on the other hand, it's up to us as producers to continue to make the case that this is a much more rational way of providing that safety net and that support for farmers. All farmers have a skin in the game. They're paying part of the premium. Yes, the government pays some, but that's so much better than having to go back for ad hoc disaster assistance whenever there's a major problem.